that's going to be in the box in a frame in my mom's house. Mm. A little kid from San Diego. She was a huge Laker fan growing up, Magic Johnson days. She deserves it. She's the one that sacrificed for me to get here. I'm just going to enjoy with Laker Nation. I want to be with them. When I go to restaurants, I'm not paying for no meals. That's how it is. When you win a championship with the Lakers, you're cemented. So always remember it. And now, for me, it's just trying to get back to them. If it's tickets, if it's something about LeBron, you know, behind the scenes, and that's what I'll do.
That's Jared Dudley last night on with you, playoff Sliwa. Man, that sounds good. I want to be an NBA champion. You get to go around, you get to put your ring in the box, you get to go eat for free, you get to walk around the city of Los Angeles as a champion. That sounds like a good deal, Alan.
Jared Dudley is not paying for a meal. If Jared Dudley wants to go and all he's got to do is send out a tweet and say, guys, I'm going to this restaurant at this time, meet me there, come say congratulations, and by the way, take care of my bill. Jared Dudley's a champion.
Yeah, how about this? Here's Jared Dudley on Twitter on our Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. You can hit us up as well on that Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. This is what he tweeted a little while ago. On the plane with my guys headed back to L.A., should land around 1 at LAX, Atlantic Aviation, Laker Nation, we coming home. Yeah, he's going to make sure that he's going to have that party all over again when he lands.
You know what's funny is Jared Dudley's, you know, he's one of those players where Trav, we don't talk too much about him, right? It's not like we're sitting here every post game. But I will tell you this, and I mentioned this to him yesterday as well. I hear his name come up a lot with the players. You know, I hear Kuzma, when somebody says, hey, Kuz, this is your first playoff run. Who are you spending a lot of time? I'm spending time with Dudley. Or I hear Caruso say, yeah, you know, I had to try to figure out what to do in this situation. I talked to Jared Dudley. Dudley's name comes up a lot, and I know this is – look, you look at a roster, and sometimes you're only thinking that it's these main players and some of the main role players. That's not the case. Dudley definitely had a piece in this.
Well, there's a role to be filled there, right? I mean, look, LeBron James is LeBron James. We all know what that means. LeBron James can whisper in Anthony Davis's ear because they're on the same level, mm-hmm. right? They're both – LeBron is an MVP. Anthony Davis, if he wins an MVP at some point, will not be a surprise at all.
Sure,
that's a different category of player. And then you've got guys like Kyle Kuzma and Alex Caruso and Rajon Rondo and these other guys that are really important to what they do, but they're not that. So you need somebody that has been through it. That's why guys like Rondo and Dudley are so important to talk to those other guys, because LeBron's experience in the playoffs is not going to be Kyle Kuzma's experience in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Anthony Davis's. Anthony Davis has to deal with the same stuff that LeBron James has to deal with. But that's where Dudley can be helpful with those other guys. And he just seems like he is one of those guys that – it's fun to hang out with. He seems like he knows how to have a good time. That matters, too.
Was this ever – once we got to Orlando and the Lakers had those three exhibition games, then they had the 8 regular season games to finish off the season.
You mean the other 8 exhibition games?
Basically, yes. Exactly. The 8 other exhibition games. Did you ever think, you know what, maybe it's not going to happen out here. Maybe they're not going to win championship number 17.
There was one moment, and mm-hmm. it was very brief, but there was one. It was during game 1 against Portland, and it was about for a half. My fear was if they come back and they can't find it, because I don't care what sport it is, if you stop for 4 months, there is no guarantee
you're
that when
starting
you start
over.
Again,
you're starting
that
you're, over.
That it starts all over, right? Mm-hmm. That you're basically starting a new season. So there was no guarantee that the team that we saw before the pandemic was going to be the same team that we saw after the pandemic.
Yeah.
But once, and then they floated through the exhibition season and those lads, they just didn't look very good, right?
It was tough to gauge them in those.
For sure.
Because you're saying, I don't know if they're trying or they locked up the number one seed and they don't care. I can't tell which one.
Couldn't agree more. But once you saw the effort, and in particular, the defensive effort in game 1, even though they lost, I'm like, no, they're fine. Hmm. Even though they lost that game, and I'm not a guy that panics when it comes to that stuff. I thought that even down 0-1, they'll be fine. Down 0-1 to the Rockets, not worried. When they lost to the Nuggets, are not worried.
Damn, and we are different.
And even when they lost Game 5, I thought they'd win Game 5.
Yeah.
But when they lost, it was one of those things. Wait, Jimmy Butler just did something for the second time that he'd never done in his entire career. He'd never done it and did it twice in 3 games. That's not happening.
6 guys scored in double figures,
right,
too, for the Miami Heat.
Duncan Robinson looked like David Robinson. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen like that. And so it's pretty comforting to know that something extraordinary has to happen, and they're barely winning. And all that has to happen is for the Lakers to play like themselves, and they'll win. And they did. So, other than that brief moment, it really didn't concern me.
Well, I did think, Travis, I thought there were going to be moments where, I thought the road was going to be tougher. Who would have thought that you're not going to play the Clippers to get out of the Western Conference?
No.
Who would have thought you're not going to face the Bucks or the, I'll just use an example, maybe the Toronto Raptors, you know, one of those teams that have been there before or had the best record in the NBA. Once that kind of started clearing itself up, when the Clippers lost to the Denver Nuggets in Game 6 for the third consecutive time, and it was three games where they blew double-digit leads, I mean, didn't you just look at the path and say, Denver, you're a nice team.
Yeah.
It's impressive what you've done.
We're going to beat the Lakers.
Lakers are winning this thing.
Yeah. No, it just absolutely was not going to happen like that. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show will appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. I want to do one quick call here. Let's go to Pasadena this time. And Aaron, you are on a Lakers Championship Monday on 710 ESPN.
Fellas.
What's going on,
Aaron?
It's
so sweet, man. It's so sweet, man. Forgive me if I ramble. My emotions are all over the place. But I remember calling you guys and venting about Magic stepping down and our boo-hoo party we had as fan base. I remember calling you guys and processing the death of Kobe Bryant. I mean, what a year that we have had. People talking about Genie losing the franchise. They should trade LeBron. Linda Rambis is destroying the franchise. Tyronn Lue didn't want to start. I mean, we hopped so many fences to get here, and man, it's so sweet. And no matter what the haters say, they're going to keep moving the goalposts on us no matter what happens. You know, it's a bubble championship, all this stuff. But if you don't have haters, you're not doing it right. And my boy showed up and did it right, and we know what 17 means. No other city knows what 17 means other than Boston, but we know what 17 means.
Aaron, appreciate you calling in. I'll say this. They could say whatever they want. You know, Travis, this is my favorite thing. This is one of my favorite things when this conversation comes up. When people say, yeah, but they're going to say that that player was injured, or they're going to say, you know what, that predicament didn't count because you didn't face this team to get there. Every time I hear that, I'm like, sounds good. Why don't you just put up championship number 17 up there? Let's all be there for when that banner goes up. And I don't give a you-know-what they say. It happens in sports all the time. It doesn't matter the road that you get to get there. You don't determine what that road looks like. All you have to do is take that path, and if you win an NBA championship, you're praised for it. If not, you get criticized for it.
All right, hiring is a challenging thing, especially when everything else you have to consider today. But there's one place where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, and that place is ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Look, here, before anybody wants to put an asterisk on this, let me just put this out there. Do you remember what they said about the Dodgers in 1988 when they won that World Series? About other than the Kirk Gibson home run, mm-hmm. We all remember. Do you remember any other details about that?
No. The only thing that matters is everybody's saying we haven't won a World Series since 1988.
Exactly right. Well, the fact of the matter is that Dodger team might have been the worst team ever to get into the World Series. A bunch of guys were hurt. They had Mickey Hatcher playing regular innings for them. Okay, mm-hmm. That Mickey Hatcher was not one of their regular guys. And he hit a home run in game one. And nobody remembers the details. They remember whether you win or not. That's it. And the Lakers just won a championship for the 17th time. I want to come back. I want to talk about those haters and what they're missing in this whole thing because it's pretty obvious. That's coming up next on a Lakers Championship Monday on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Man, there's so much to put into one big ass, excuse my language, one season, man. It was like a season and a half. We just lost so many, you know, lives, so many people during the pandemic. I was down in Cole, David Stern, so many celebrities, Chadwick Boseman. There's so many people that we lost, man, and the city. We're going through things with China.
This is special, man. I'm glad we got it done. Not just for us, we put the blood, sweat, and tears into it, but for the city, the real fans, and the people that we lost in the city.
Was there anybody you didn't have on with you last night in the postgame show? That was Danny Green right there.
LeBron was selfish.
What a bad guy.
I don't know who he thinks he is and what he's accomplished to not call in at 11:30 at night in the postgame show yesterday.
What was he doing? What did he have going on?
What's his excuse?
Exactly. I'm really glad Danny Green won. Okay, here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
There are four guys in the history of the NBA that have won championships with three different teams.
Four guys. Okay. Robert Horry.
Yep.
LeBron James.
Yep.
Danny Green. I think I know this last one because I want to say LeBron, or I was going to say John and Michael talk about. Is it John Sally?
It's John Sally.
There you go.
John Sally, LeBron James, Danny Green, and Robert Horry. Danny Green, right? I mean, Danny Green was getting absolutely blown up because he missed a shot. Guys, I don't know what to say to anybody here. Sometimes ball didn't go in. Sometimes you miss.
How about you get a stop on defense? You gave up 111 points. You couldn't get one stop, and everybody wanted to blame it on Danny Green and LeBron making the right play.
I was going to say, and sometimes the ball just doesn't go down. It wasn't a great shot. He rushed it a little bit. He missed it. It happens. Congratulations to the Lakers from Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and for coupons. Look, here's the thing about the haters, Sliwa. They're running out of stuff. I know they're going to keep looking. I know that they're going to try to find a way to make LeBron's accomplishments feel less significant than they are. But they're running out of stuff because guess what? He's one step closer to Kobe Bryant. He's one step closer to Michael Jordan. He's going to score the most points of anybody ever. He's going to be in the top five in rebounds. He's one of the – or assists, I should say. He's going to be a guy that is a triple-double machine in the finals. He's got four MVPs on three different teams. They're running out of stuff.
But I don't understand it. Trav, this is something I never got. I never understood. You know, let me use as an example. Tom Brady. I mean, it's incredible. Yep. Roger Federer, unbelievable. Tiger Woods, what he's accomplished.
Serena,
you know, it's like, just appreciate it. I don't understand why for LeBron James – there always has to be people out there that want to find ways to try to take him down a level. Why?
I
just don't understand what's the purpose.
I think for LeBron in particular, and I think he might be unique in this regard, is because he's going to tell you what's on his mind. He's not going to pretend that just, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make any waves. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. LeBron James is going to tell you what's on his mind. People don't like that because there are people that don't like, whether it's his politics or his point of view, they don't like that he's saying, this is what I believe, this is important to me, and I'm going to tell you about it.
You know, about a week ago, Jackie McMullen was on the pregame show, and we were talking about LeBron when he didn't win MVP, and he goes up public and says 16 votes.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
16 votes. And I felt like LeBron was trying to say, okay, I don't even have to win the MVP, but I only got 16 votes. And I remember Jackie McMullen saying that she basically said, like, she didn't like that LeBron said that. And the point she was trying to make was, LeBron, who cares? You're still the best player in the world. Don't pay attention to any of that stuff. But when you say he says what's on his mind, he does. But don't the greats kind of just find ways to motivate themselves again?
Michael Jordan used to bet on whose luggage was going to come down the carousel first. and he would rig it so he would win because that's how important it was for him to win. Great players are different. Right? Great players are different than regular human beings.
I'm trying to think of how that bet goes down.
Yeah. Well, what he does is he goes to the guy that's unloading the airplane and says, hey, look, the next time we come back, I've got $500 in it for you if you make sure mine's the first one to come down that thing. So I'm going to collect 10 times that amount from everybody else. And that's Michael. And LeBron's not Michael, but he's like Michael in a lot of different ways. All right, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Let's try another phone call here, 877-710-ESPN. This stop is the IE and Joe. Joe, you are on a Lakers Championship Monday. What's up?
What's good, Alvin Sliwa? What's up?
What's going on, Joe? Thank you for calling in.
Man, what's going on, man? I am Liddy. I am happy. I want to say one shout out. I do want to say this wasn't just for Kobe and Gigi. I want to say this for Nipsey, too. I want to say Nipsey Hussle meant a lot to L.A. This is for Nipsey. I want to say also I am in celebratory mode, but I am looking ahead. We are going to need to change some of these pieces around LeBron and AD to keep this run moving. I'm not trying to spoil the parade today, but I'm already on NBA 2K looking at my 2K21 roster.
100%.
Already.
I like that. Look at you. Scouting out the rest of the league.
Yes, I do want to bring back Boogie Cousins, too. Hmm. Let's not forget Boogie Cousins. I want him on next year's roster. We need that stretch five. We need a point guard and some more shooters. And even though Danny Green, he did his thing yesterday, we still got to get rid of him and Kuzma. But other than that, they champions. Man. I'm happy. I'm happy. Hey,
I'm glad you're happy, Joe. I can hear it in your voice. I'm happy too. But, man, let Danny Green live. Let Danny Green live his life, man.
He had a good game one, when he dropped 28 in game one. He ain't did nothing since, but he got a ring, though.
Hey, let me, hey,
he
Joe.
He got a ring for the third time in his career on the third different
team. I was going to say, Joe, and we appreciate you calling in, man. Go get that NBA 2K21 lineup all set up over there. But, you know, when you think about Danny Green, Travis, what a career. What a career he's had.
Yes. I mean, by the way, Danny Green won a national championship in college, too.
That's right, North Carolina.
Yeah, so.
That's right, he won one there.
Maybe the whole Danny Green sucks thing isn't right. Maybe that's inaccurate.
But you know
because
what?
Because he's on a lot of teams that win a whole bunch of games, and he's on the court every time.
Travis, Michael and I were talking about this in the pregame show. I said, Michael, give me a role player you think comes through tonight. Give me one. And both him and I picked Danny Green because of what happened in Game 5. Listen, he's had an unbelievable career. He's found ways to play on teams that he has a chance to compete for an NBA championship, and he's got three of them.
Yeah, he's not a guy that's just down there waving a towel over his head like ML Carr a million years ago.
Sure.
Okay, he's on the court for these championship teams. He's a part of the reason
and he's
that
hit,
they're winning.
He's hit big shots in big moments. By the way, I don't know what the future is, and I don't know, you know, what it's going to look like going into next season. But, yeah, the Lakers definitely have some holes that they're going to have to plug in, and that's going to be part of the process.
That's life in pro sports. All right, very quickly here, Rene Medrano just hit us up on our Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. It says it's really hard to understand how Laker fans don't like LeBron. Guess it might take two. They will. They're getting there. It look, they got one. That is a great start.
I think it's a small majority.
I think it's a very small minority mm-hmm. that makes a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. I think that's how it is. The television voice of the Lakers, Billy Mack, is going to join us next. That's on a Lakers Championship Monday on 710 ESPN. Always love L.A. and especially love L.A. on a Championship Monday. Number 17 for the Lakers last night in Orlando. Joining us right now on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line is Billy Mack.
Billy McDonald. Mack in the house.
Billy good
Mack
morning. How are you feeling?
What is going on, fellas? Trav, it has been forever. And Sliwa, let's go!
Let's go. Billy Mack, first of all, let me just start off with this. It's kind of a crazy year, and you know, unfortunately, we're not at Staples Center. We don't get a chance to kind of celebrate this the way we've celebrated Laker championships in the past. Billy Mack, nobody, I think, has a pulse for Laker fans more than you do. What do you think this one means just in the scheme of things? And, you know, obviously here in 2020, what do you think this one means to Laker fans and certainly for you as well?
Well, I'm a lifelong Laker fan, and now I get a chance to do the games on television with the legendary Stu Lance and work for the organization. But I think you guys, and you guys have known this for years too, they're all sweet. They really are. No matter what the situation, no matter what the environment, like you said, to wake up, for the city to wake up, for Laker Nation to wake up, for us to wake up, and mostly for the team to wake up as champions, pretty awesome. You know, it was a difficult one to get. It was a trying year. It was a long year. You know, definitely we missed the fans, their energy, their excitement, their emotion. I miss that so much. But to tie the Celtics with number 17, to do it for Kobe and Gigi, to witness the greatness of LeBron and the perfect basketball partner in AD, and for Jeannie and her father, that connection, and for her to be holding and hoisting the trophy, I mean, it couldn't be any better. right now. It really is, as you guys will put it, a storybook finish. Hmm. And I'm happy that you guys were there all the way through. John and Michael did an unbelievable job bringing it to the Laker fans. And I do want everybody to know that Stu misses everyone and he says hello. There you go.
Outstanding. Billy McDonald joining us here. Billy, Alan asked me this question a couple of segments ago, and I think it's a really good one because I hadn't thought of it quite like this. He asked me, was there ever a point during the bubble, the relaunch, whether it was the regular season games or at any point in the playoffs, where it felt like, uh-oh, this isn't going to happen? And I had it very, very briefly going into the Portland series at the beginning because they hadn't played well in those eight games. And once I saw the defense, I felt a lot better about it. From that point forward, I had a great deal of confidence. Was there a point
Trav, you're absolutely right. That was the only time there was that smidgen of doubt. I mean, they did not play well in those eight games leading up. Like only a few minutes here and there. But again, Frank went into it. I think we all went into it saying, you know, these don't matter. There was zero urgency. You just want to get through with it healthy and then be peaking for the playoffs. And we all knew it. But then when we saw how poorly they were playing at times, we got a little concerned. And then to lose game number one, but like you said, you know, this whole year was energized by let's play defense, let's rebound, let's be tough. Frank preached that from day one. And, you know, I want to bring Avery Bradley in there, too. Let's never forget about
That's
Avery
right,
Bradley.
Sure.
He wasn't in the bubble, but he was such a big portion of this, and he brought a lot of the defense. But they all bought into Frank and the great staff that they assembled. And, you know, with the best player in basketball right now and another top three, four, five guy in AD, you know, everybody else does their job. You stick to the plan. You stick to the formula. You run the floor. You're fun to watch. And it worked. But you're right. That was the one time. And I think, Alan, we talked right around then, too.
Yeah.
We might have had a conversation, too. And we felt confident. But then as the playoffs grew, it really grew in confidence. And you never really had a worry. You always have a little bit of a worry. But you were always pretty confident they were going to go all the way.
Billy Mack, Bill McDonald joining 710 ESPN here. Alan and Alan Sliwa and Travis Rogers. Billy Mack, you know, I thought it was a special moment yesterday when Jeannie Buss is at the podium. She's accepting the Larry O'Brien yep. trophy. I thought her speech was fantastic. And,
yep.
you know, it gives you a lot of confidence of where this organization is going, that they're in great hands. What do you think yesterday meant for somebody like Jeannie, who is trying as best as she can to continue her father's unbelievable tradition, yeah. and here she is getting her first championship with, really with her at the helm.
I mean, as savvy as Jeannie is in what she does, she's very emotional, and she's very emotional about this team and loves her father so much, and so do all the kids. And, you know, so this was the six bus kids. It was a big deal. And it feels like it's a big deal to all of us, but it was a special moment for her and the front office, you know, Linda, who she's been with, you know, forever, besties for like 30, 35 years. And now Linda and Kurt are a huge part of the front office. And of course, Rob, spinning all the magic that he's done along with the scouts and again, the coaching staff that they assembled. It just all clicked and it all worked. But to go back to your original question, it was really special for her. And it was something I mentioned, I think, right at the top there, that for her to be front and center, and, you know, her dad built this franchise to what it is. I mean, they had had success before. They had success before in Minneapolis, and despite not bringing it home, you know, in the 60s, they had the championship in the 70s. With Elgin and Jerry and Wilt, although Elgin retired, right, remember, or early that year mm-hmm. that they won 33 in a row. But the glory years were ahead, and the Buss family has always been a part of it, and aren't we lucky? Aren't we lucky?
Absolutely. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. And, Billy, you've covered the Lakers for a long time. You've covered other athletes and other sports for a long time as well. Have you ever seen anybody like LeBron who not only is the best player in the league, but has been the best player in the league for the better part of 15 years? I mean, there's nothing else that's even close that I can come up with.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Trav. I'm going to go back to when I first did a game with him for the Lakers on television. Now, we all watched him on TV, or we went to a game, or we covered a game in one form or another, but we didn't sit like midcourt, right, in the first row. And I remember we didn't do a lot of those games because most of the time when LeBron was playing, it was a national TV game, and we didn't have anything to do with it, right? It was national TV only. But I remember we did a game years ago, and we were right courtside in Cleveland, and only a few times have I experienced that. I looked at the physical specimen that he was, the athlete that he was, the IQ that he had, and I remember I turned to Stu and I said, that dude can get to the basket any time he wants. I mean, literally.
Still can.
And that's what I'm saying. Still can. Anytime he wants. And I always hearken back to that first day that I saw him. I go, nobody can stop this guy. Nobody can. And he's the best player in the world right now. And, you know, you put AD next to him and you put a real nice supporting cast with some championship experience and a good coaching staff. And what is it? It's a championship. Yeah, and the greatness of LeBron was on display. You know, let the debate rage, you know. He's right up there. I'm one of those guys, you know, Travis and Alan, that I just appreciate greatness. It's like, why do we have to argue who's the best?
Sure.
You know, it's like, who's the best, Tiger or Jack? You know, if you want to go to golf, they're so great in their way. But it's just kind of what we do and what you do on Sports Talk Radio and what sports fans do. But let's appreciate LeBron and, yes, put respect on his name. And we're doing just that.
Billy Mack, the front of ESPN.com right now says LeBron versus MJ. Why the GOAT debate is different now. So it didn't take very long.
I knew it.
God bless our people.
It didn't take very long. Billy Mack, I want to get your thoughts on this. Eventually, we will, you know, at someday get a chance to be back at Staples Center. And Laker fans will be able to pile in inside, and hopefully that's sooner than later. Laker fans will get a chance to kind of appreciate the moment altogether. What do you think that moment's going to be like when they're raising banner number 17 or these Laker players are getting their rings? I think we all have a different appreciation now for, you know, being together on a championship run. So what do you think that's going to be like?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of built-up emotion that the fans are going to want to let out. I mean, I thought the players articulated it really well afterwards. They made sure to mention the fans back home. I mean, that's a unique experience for all those guys, and it was an experience that only they shared being in there. We don't know what it was like. So, yeah, that's a special bond for them, but I think they realize the support and the energy, not only from the organization, you guys, all the fans, and it was helping them will their way to a championship. So, you know, Laker fans, and there's so many of them everywhere, as we know, mm-hmm. And they are fervent in how they are. I mean, they're as emotional as you can get, and I think it's just going to be, yeah, it's a moment I'm looking forward to. And I think people have just got to understand that you just can't do it now as much as I know the players want to do it, but they understand too. I mean, they love to be coming home to a parade. JR could take his shirt off again. All that.
What do you mean, take it off? He's never put one back on.
Yeah, I know he hasn't. You're right. My bad.
He had his shirt off. 6 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
I know he did.
If I looked like that, I wouldn't have a shirt on either. That's that just goes without saying. No doubt about it. Billy, great to hear your voice. Congratulations on the championship, and we will talk to you very, very soon.
All right. Have fun, you guys.
Thank you, Billy Mack. Thank you, man.
All right. You got it. All right. Hiring is challenging, especially with everything else you have to consider today. But there's one place where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, and that place is ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. More of your phone calls coming up, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. We'll hear from more of you. Plus, Alan, I thought you asked a great question about Jeannie Buss. I want to talk about the incredible job that she's done keeping this organization on track in arguably the most challenging year that they have ever had.
It really was an incredible question. Thank you for pointing that out.
You've got, you know, blind squirrel, the whole thing. That's all coming up on a Lakers Championship Monday on 710 ESPN.
They have four or five key pieces here that can be free agents if they either opt out of their contracts or don't pick up their player options, starting with Anthony Davis. Now, I don't think anybody around the team anticipates Anthony Davis not returning But there is a curiosity to see how long-term of a deal he'll be willing to sign this summer. But beyond him, you have important role players like, Rajon Rondo has a player option. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope has a player option. Both those guys could reject that and hit free agency. Markieff Morris, who was such a key pickup that they got at the trade deadline, off the waiver wire, he's a free agent. And these are the type of guys they got to make some decisions on, because they were – Dwight Howard, too. They were all a part of their core on this championship run.
That's Dave McMiniman talking about all the moving pieces that are coming up for the Lakers this offseason, and there are a lot of them for sure. Congratulations to the Lakers from Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons. Let's start with the biggest one, right? The one that he talked about right off the top, Anthony Davis. He left the door open. He has never said, look, we're going to get it done. And you and I have talked about this. You're the one that worries. I'm the one that usually feels pretty good about these things. And are you worried about this? Because you cannot paint me a picture that's more attractive for Anthony Davis than the one he's going to get here in L.A. He's not going anywhere.
No, this is why he came to L.A. This is exactly what he wanted. And by the way, I think he's got such a loyalty that if the Pelicans, when he was in New Orleans, were competing for a championship, if he felt like he had a chance to win an NBA championship, maybe he stays with New Orleans. But this predicament that he's in now, Travis, I don't know how to fully explain this. I'll do my best. When you're an athlete at that level, you're going to make the money. No big deal. You know that every single team wants you to be the head of that franchise or the foundation of that franchise. Mm-hmm. Not that big of a deal. Endorsements are going to come. And when people start saying, you want to come to L.A. because the weather's good, all that stuff. Okay, I think players care to an extent. But when you're a player the caliber of Anthony Davis, you know what people usually talk about when they talk about you? Do you got a chip?
Yep.
Are you in a position to potentially have multiple championships? What kind of legacy are you going to leave behind? In his first year with the Los Angeles Lakers, he just won an NBA championship. Going into next season, you already said Vegas has the Lakers as the favorites to win an NBA championship.
Yep.
So when we look at AD and we look at potentially his future, he can be on a franchise that is the most popular franchise in the world in the NBA, and I don't think it's close.
No.
He could be on a franchise where LeBron James, one of the greatest to ever play, continues to teach him and also is a player that certainly helps carry this Lakers team. You could go down the list of all the reasons why Anthony Davis would want to stay in L.A., and that winning part is now accomplished, and oh, by the way, it's L.A. So yeah. I do feel that he's not going anywhere.
There are four things. You named them all. Money, location, am I going to win, and who are my teammates? Check, 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 check. We're done.
And checks along the way. Those are all coming.
It's absolutely coming. There's no doubt about it. All right, let's try another one here. Let's go to Riverside again. And Richard, you are on a Championship Monday celebration. What's up, Richard?
Yes, how you doing? Real quick, I was listening to Stephen A. Smith this morning. If I understood him correctly, he said that Adam Silver made some changes that benefited LeBron James. The game has more of a European flavor with an influx of European players coming into the league. And with the flagrant foul situations, you can't play as physical. I think it's apples and oranges. I believe Stephen recognizes his true greatness, but the nitpicking, I'm not buying it. I think that LeBron James could have played at any era, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and he's obviously doing it the present time. So Stephen is very knowledgeable. He's done his homework. I get all that. But it's just sour grapes and apples and oranges, as far as I'm concerned. Just recognize that he's just a great player, and his resume speaks for itself.
I agree with you, Richard. I think his resume does not need any buttressing. I think that if you are a basketball fan like you clearly are, you understand what it is you're looking at. I understand. Thanks for the call, Richard. I understand Stephen A's point. the game is very different in 2020 and has been for the last several years than it was
with Bill Laimbeer
in the 80s and
the
90s, where Kurt Rambis goes up for a layup and gets clotheslined. It's a two-shot foul.
Right.
I understand it's different. Let me just put this out there, and I'm not saying that Stephen A. was saying this, but is there any environment where LeBron James's style of play and body doesn't hold up? Does LeBron James look like a wallflower who, if you touched him, is never going to go to the basket again? No. Hey, look, he's built like Karl Malone and runs like Russell Westbrook. I'm pretty sure he could stand up to some physical basketball.
Michael Jordan would have been great in any era.
Yes.
LeBron James would have been great in
yes.
any era. Kobe Bryant would have been great in any era. All right, quick shout out to the Wallace Firm, personal injury law firm, all season long on 710 ESPN. They are serious trial lawyers who get serious results. Let them help you get the W. No win, no fee. 844-844-WINS or visit wallacewins.com.
There's a Monday Night Football game tonight. There's supposed to be two. There's supposed to be a Monday afternoon football game today.
Isn't there a Tuesday game too? Or something
there's
like
a
that
Tuesday
tomorrow?
Game coming up. It's going to be kind of like the NBA at some point, right? Where there's just a couple of games on
that's
every
right.
day
that's right.
because of the schedule that's going on. And tonight's Monday Night Football on ESPN. It's the Chargers and the Saints, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Quoting, home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quoting by all online at progressive.com. Justin Herbert's quarterback for the Chargers now, and not a big surprise. I mean, he's looked really, really
named
good.
Named the starter. He's going to be the guy, right?
And if I'm Tyrod Taylor, I'm sitting in my house, apartment, wherever he is, and thinking, really? Really?
That didn't take long.
I mean,
that
really?
Didn't take long.
And look, it's the right call. Mm-hmm. Anthony Lynn's making the right decision. I'm thinking, this dude didn't know how to operate a needle, and now I'm a backup again?
Hmm.
That's how this thing is working? Let's try one more. Let's go to L.A. here, and Shelly, you are on a Lakers Championship Monday on 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener, lifelong Laker fan. This championship is so special. I was at the first one they won in 72. Which was special because they won finally, and the Lakers beating Boston in Boston, there is nothing like that. But this, given what's going on these days, it was just a lifeline to people. I know that the escape factor for this, and so proud of the NBA and the guys, and go Lakers. And one shout out to my dad, who passed away a few years ago. He was with me for 16 championships. Mm. And I know he was up there watching with Kobe and Gigi and Chick and Jerry Buff. So thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Shelly. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Shelly.
You know, Trav, I got this. This is, I think a lot of people share similar things when it comes to Lakers and sports in general. My sister sends me a text right before the game, and she's like, man, this is the first championship run for the Lakers since my dad passed, and he was such a big Kobe fan, right? And it is, everybody has that,
sure.
You know, they share similar stories like that. And I think a lot of the times we went 4+ months without sports, you could say, right? Right around there. And I think for most people that are out there, sports is everything. And it's not just because of just the wins and the losses, but you share so many bonds. And what Shelly's referring to there, I think a lot of Laker fans out there share something similar.
Absolutely. Look, not to get too deep, it starts conversations. Starts conversations that otherwise you sit there and you look at each other and you don't know what to talk about. And LeBron's on TV or Kobe or whoever it is. Starts conversations.
That's
you start
right.
to talk and you start to connect with people. It absolutely has that impact. All right. Not that there aren't a million of them, but I'm going to give you another glaring difference between LeBron James and everyone else in the NBA. That is coming up next on a Lakers Championship Monday on 710 ESPN.